Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. As we come in your presence today, we come, Lord, glorifying, magnifying your name. How great thou art. How excellent is thy name. We adore you, magnify you. Glory to God, exalt your name. We thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. What a wonderful God we serve. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection for the Gospel Explosion Revival. Praise the Lord. To serve with love, what are you serving? That's our theme for the week's revival. And Lord knows it's been a week revival. We not just have been in the presence of the Lord or with our fellow brethren, glory to God, just having a marvelous time just because the word was spoken, but it's been life-changing. That's been the prayer and the fasting and believing. Praise God, and we certainly are receiving. And where the word can go down in the core of your spirit to want to bring forth, glory, our convictions for repentance, we thank God. He is awesome. He deserves all the praise. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. We only have just a few coming on so far, but in the meantime, we're not going to prolong the time, but we are going to give a couple of minutes, praise God, for them to come forth, to come on. But praise the Lord, will be just a little brief serenading of just making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it's, how can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? How can I forget, oh, never? Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Jesus, I'll never forget, oh, never. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Truly, he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Just want to give glory and honor unto the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. We praise God. Our speaker is on, so bless the Lord. We're going to go on forward, and whoever else can join us in a little while, so be it. But we're not going to waste any time, hallelujah, making sure the servant of the Lord have plenty of time, as what we're doing each night, to make sure that they have a time enough to deliver all that God has placed in their spirits in the name of Jesus. So to God be the glory. We definitely magnify the Lord for the woman of God that was on last night. Truly, our hearts did burn. I praise God. The first night the gate was open, Elder Dorsey, praise God, Pastor Dorsey, Frankie went forth, glory to God, and brought such a powerful teaching, glory to God, on love. My sister broke it down even more last night and about the love of God. And it's going to be love, love, love all week. But they're breaking down the word in different segments, glory to God, that you, and it's going to cross over, but such a powerful, unique way of each night, glory to God. So I admonish you to go back to www.blogtalkradio.com, /divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And you will be able to hear any episode that have been played. Glory to God. I mean, that's, yeah, the playback that you can be able to hear and get all the details. So we're not going to go into details about that tonight, praise God, or may more or less any night, not less than just be the end. But the, I just pray, God, that you will just have your ears open and attentive to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and go back. You might even miss something. You might even go back, refresh yourself. I praise God as you go back and listen. But those, hallelujah, that I have not had an opportunity, share that www.blogtalkradio.com / and we spell divine for the ministry, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And truly your hearts will be blessed, your spirit be blessed, and it may be something that God even deal with your heart about. We've been saying when we come together, all the fasting and praying for the last month and a half, it's about, well, almost two, really life-changing. God, for God to bless the word, to penetrate the spirit of man, his servants, that we will come up in whatever area. It don't have anything to do with no title. It has to do with the anointing and your desire to fulfill the will of the Lord and do it as he has commanded. And glory to God, no flesh on parade. So we're not going to be riding or walking or, glory to God, flying over Hollywood Boulevard. We got to stay off of that boulevard and stay on the place called Straight. Glory at Divine Street. Praise the Lord. Holiness and righteousness. Bless the Lord. And it's a process, but you got to be willing and obedient. And glory to God, he said, we'll eat the good of the land. I'm looking forward to a mighty move of God continuously. Glory to God for God to move in a magnificent way. Praise God. We're going to have none other than our own Mother Evangelist McCormick going to bring our scripture reading tonight. Brother Black, the Minister Black, was going to be for tonight to pray, but he has his Bible study night and whatever. We'll be listening to. He'll be back the rest of the week, but he will be speaking on Sunday night. But we have a dynamic vessel that God is going to bless tonight, none other than our prophet, Pastor Diane Griffin, praise the Lord. And we'll do an introduction for her shortly. But right now, praise the Lord, we're going to bless the Lord for the scripture reading, which will be none other than our own, one of the prayer warriors of Divine Connection, Mother McCormick, Magdalene McCormick.
Then our pastor, Pastor Hubbard, and the speaker of the hour, and each and every one that's on the prayer line on tonight. My scripture will be coming from Mark, the 10th chapter. I'll be reading two verses, will be 44 and 45. 44 says, "And whoever of you desire to be first shall be slave of all." And 45 verse says, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." So that is the two verses for tonight, and Mark 10 and 44 and 45. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. We thank God for the reading of the word, and we're going to govern ourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, Father. As we come before you tonight, we want to bless you and thank you for your word, for your anointing, for glory to God, being in your presence tonight. And as we come before you with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, we glorify you for being, glory to God, being our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower. All glory to God, your refuge. You are very present help in the time of trouble. Glory, you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the God. Hallelujah, that peace. And you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding. And that when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee, and that is our desire, even the more, God, that we will desire and purpose in our heart to seek out your face and be in a place, glory to God, that we'll submit ourselves and walk in repentance, walk in conviction, walk in the agape of the love that you're saying, glory out in your word, to serving love. That's what Jesus came to do, to serve. He didn't come for no reputation of himself, but he came to serve. As we humble ourselves and don't have any ulterior motives, God, we come tonight even the more so, glory to God, to hear even more what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And so we're asking, Lord God, that we open our ears and open our heart and, glory to God, maintain this attitude of gratitude and an openness to you in the name of Jesus, for you to fill us up and let the cup run over. And as it runs over, let it run over into somebody else's life, because the life that we're living, lifting up your name, giving you glory. Father, we thank you for each one of those vessels that have spoken already throughout the week. God, we thank you for the vessel tonight, Pastor Diane, glory to our Griffin, that God, the word that you placed in her mouth, we thank you that the word is already anointed. So anoint your vessel the more to just open up and let God expand her and bring forth, glory to God, whatever God has downloaded in her spirit to carry out to also deposit in us. God, we want to have ears to hear, and Lord, to be able to allow that word to take root, whatever part it is for us. God, we bless you tonight. We thank you for the anointing. We bind up any mechanical failures or anything else coming up with interfering with people trying to get on the line, like some were having the difficulties last night and any other night. We've taken authority over that and any other type of interference in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We glorify you. We're looking forward to a great and mighty move of God, hallelujah, that you would just bless. So we pray that your servant will be covered under the blood, and that you just use it for your glory in whatever capacity that you desire, through the word, through prayer, through prophecy, however you want to do. And God, we bless you, and we thank you for it. We pray that, glory to God, anyone that's in the midst, as they hear the word, we're praying it'll be life-changing for any of us, because the enemy don't care nothing about no title. All he want to do is an avenue where he can come in and find us short, glory to God, of coming in compliance with what God's word is saying. So we come against every contrary thought, anything that the enemy would try to use, any noises or any interference in any whatever capacity. We bind it up, take authority, command it, Satan to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. We speak back joy, peace, and glory of attentiveness and anticipation and expectancy of what the word shall say this night in Jesus' name. Praise God. He is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. As we prepare now, we're going to get ready to allow the woman of God, she has anywhere from an hour to 15 minutes, or however long God give her on this right here, to carry out the message. And afterwards, she'll be, praise God, we'll open the line so she can pray for these or anyone that may have a prayer request. Amen. We're going to share tonight as introductory to the woman of God, which is a vessel that God has placed in the earth realm, and she is surely one that will pray, intercessor, and she, glory to God, has the anointed on her for a prophetic and a spirit of ministry that helps us in her life. And she, glory to God, love God's people and do whatever she can, glory to God, to build the body of Christ. And one thing it is, she loves the word. That word is so embedded down in her spirit. Praise God. As we introduce her formally, praise God, it says, bless the Lord, Pastor Dinah S. Griffin was born in Staten Island, New York, to Mr. Melvin, which is her late father, Mrs. Clara Scott, and she served in the medical field for over 35 years as a cardiac certified nurse's assistant, also as a phlebotomist and a certified 12-lead electrogram technician. Rather, praise God. Bless getting tired tongue. Pastor Dana Griffin was introduced at an early age, glory to God, to the Word of God. Through her Sunday school experience, it helped her in preparing her, glory to God, for the difficult times ahead. As she went difficult times to come. As time went by, she was licensed and ordained and began her ministry. Pastor Griffin has now been in ministry over 30 years. She has traveled different states, preaching, evangelizing the word of God through of revivals and, you know, however else the Lord has blessed her and used her. Praise God. We're going to make some things brief. Bless the Lord. Her ministry service to God, in her ministry service to God, she's also had a radio program called The Sower Sows the Word. Praise the Lord. She says also Pastor Griffin's theological academics accomplished are many. There are several of them, but we're going to go on and say that she said one of her major ones that she blessed God for is Doctrine of Divinity through the grace of God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. And we thank God for this woman of God. But like I said, she loved the word, and even some of the listing of some of the achievements, you can tell she really do love and study the word. But most of all, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what all of us ought to be known as, a servant of the Lord with a desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. And no matter what we get under our belt through academics or whatever, like, long as people can see Christ and see, glory to God, the light of him operating, and we're not perpetrating the fraud or compromising. And I believe all the ones that God has had to come online and coming online has that kind of mindset. And we all have some things in our lives that we need to all come up in. That's what the word is supposed to do, sharpen us and bring us aware in whatever. But in the meantime, when most of the things that we do are trying for, striving for perfection, that's what it's all about, to get to be transformed into the image of Christ. So in the name of Jesus, we thank God for a vessel that is striving to do the will of the Lord every day. So at this time, we ask you to open your ears and open your heart to receive, glory to God, the word in the name of Jesus. So we, glory to God, ask you now to receive none other than Pastor Prophet Diane Griffin.
God bless you. I thank God for each and every one of you. I give God the glory and honor. I honor God for my life, health, and strength. I give thanks to God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the precious Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for Apostle Prophetess Hubbard, the pastor of this beautiful movement and church. I glorify her and glorify God for her, and I thank God for Apostle Hubbard having me here on the broadcast tonight. I thank God for all of the pastors, the prophets, apostles, teachers, evangelists, and all the ministry gifts, and all the lay preachers, and the ministry of helps, and all of us play a very important and intricate role in our service to God. All of us, we are all very important. We can't function one without the other because we are the body of Christ. I have need of you because you might be my arm. I might be your hand. All I know is that I can't do it without you. I thank God for you tonight. It's a pleasure and an honor to serve you tonight. As I come tonight, I yield to the Lord my mind, my heart, my soul, my body to God, that he will use me to speak the oracles of God clearly and distinctively into the hearer's ears, that you will be edified, I will be edified, we will be edified together, that we'll get something out of this tonight. It'll help us and encourage us to hold on and to keep on going. Because this is what it's going to take right now. Due to what we are encumbered with in this country, the nations, and all, we know that Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. I'd like to read, coming from John, St. John, the 21st chapter. And I'll be reading from the 18th verse.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'll start at the 15th verse. The 15th verse, and it reads, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. I may kind of go to the New American Standard Version, and if need be, I'll go to the KJV. But nevertheless, I'm coming from the New King James Version. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And the word reads, starting at the 15th verse of the 21st chapter of St. John. So, when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend to my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by the what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. If I was going to use for a subject tonight, it would be, it's going to cost you. Praise God. When you say, as the theme of this revival has been going on all week, to serve with love, and yet when we are confronted by Jesus with the question, do you love me? Because see, when you serve with love, that's the kind of love that must go through storms, sometimes in valley experiences. Sometimes the persecution can be so hard that you don't know even if you can make it. And even in that, the love you declare that you have for God has been tried by fire, and you don't actually feel that love, the fervency of it, and the actual feeling of the love that you have for God. That's when you keep pressing and you keep going beyond what it is, because that's the real love that takes you to that level, and that place where you can press into God even when you don't feel like loving him. And so here we have Jesus confronting Peter with the fact of, do you love me? And Peter said, I do, Lord. You know I do. When we read from this passage of scripture, we're looking at how John himself, John was the kind of writer that delved into the deity in the nature of God. He was able to express the intricate, intimate parts of the nature of God that were not expressed through the other writers from the Synoptic Gospel. And so John spoke from a different place because of the presence that he lived and dwelt among with Jesus. From what we understand concerned from the Word of God, John was one that laid on the bosom of Jesus. He stayed close to the Lord. John loved Jesus, and he was there when Jesus was crucified. He was there when Jesus rose. He was there basically for every event that took place in the life of Jesus. We have John being the only apostle or disciple that expressed the length of the time Jesus was in ministry. And he knew Jesus when he spoke of Jesus and spoke of his deity and nature. He quoted several passages where it was, he said, in the beginning was God, and was the Word, and the Word was with God. He used the scripture phrase, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, and I am. He was able to say those words because he was directly involved with Jesus by nature. And so when you really know someone by their nature, you have gotten so in touch with who that person is that you have no doubt about who that person is or what that person represents. And so we thank the Lord for the writer of the book of John. We also realize that John was the person that Jesus entrusted his mother to when he was on the cross dying. And he said, John, behold your mother. And likewise, he said to his mother, behold your son. So we see here that God, Jesus, was involved with John in a significant way. And Jesus knew that John would take care of his mother because John loved him. John loved Jesus. And so because of his love for Jesus, Jesus knew he knew that John would take care of his mother. See, it's all about love, for real. And serving, when you say to serve with love, that's a big statement when you say to serve with love, because it's going to be times that it's going to be tested and you're going to go through things that you have not even, that you can't imagine you might have gone through or might encounter somewhere in the future, and you don't know what it is and what's going to come up from day to day. But I tell you that the love you say you have for God, it will be tested. And I will say that when you say that you're serving with love, you got to know that it's going to cost you. Here we have Jesus speaking to Simon Peter and asking him, do you love me? You see, and he asked him, do you love me, three times, because he needed to understand that when you say you love me and you say yes to me, that it's going to cost you something. A lot of times people think that this journey is glamorous and it's easy, and you look and you see the glimmer and the glamour that people are walking in. You just see what you see from the outside, and the preaching of the word, the prophetic going forth, and the laying on of hands and people healed and slain in the spirit. It all looks great. But it's a price to be paid to walk in it. And there are times when you don't even feel, you could be on the mountain one minute with the gift, and the next minute you could feel absolutely like nothing is going to happen in your life. But here we have the Peter saying, Lord, yes, I love you. And then the Lord said, well, Peter, if you love me, then feed my lambs. Feed them. Because what happens here, when you're sure, are you sure you love me, Peter? Because difficult times are going to come. And you're going to feel like laying the Bible down. You're going to feel like you don't want to do this. You're going to feel like you don't want to go through the persecution. And when things come about, you might feel like, oh, no, I didn't sign up for this. But God called Peter. He called him as a shepherd. He called him as a shepherd to lead the flock. And God said to him, do you love me? And Peter needed to hear it coming from himself. He himself was his own witness, because three times he had to say yes. And then when he said yes, on down in the scripture, in the 18th verse, it went on to say, most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked wherever you wanted to go. You did whatever you wanted to do. But when you're old, it's going to come a time you will be stretched out your hands and another will gird you and carry you. Speaking of which and how Peter was going to lead this life. And it is said that Peter found that he said that I'm not worthy to die like my Lord. And to bury, when you crucify me, don't crucify me like you did Jesus. You crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy of it. But the point here is we must understand when we say, yes, Lord, I love you, you don't know where it's going to take you. You don't know what it's going to entail. And with Peter here, he was called to feed the flock, but he didn't know the responsibility that it involved and the kind of word that God had put in his mouth to preach and to teach and to win souls to Christ, and how it would impact all the people around him, how it would impact the Pharisees and scribes and those of the Sanhedrin court and of the people that were around the Roman government, all of this, and how that the people would go to Caiaphas and tell how he was preaching concerning Christ and Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and how that message was not going to be popular and it was not going to be so readily accepted. But he had to preach the word. Even in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, Peter was one of the most popular preachers of his time in the book of Acts, because the first 12 chapters of that Bible, that book, it talks about the ministry of Peter and how it went forth and how he preached Christ and told the people the same Jesus that you crucified, he is risen from the dead. He lives, that same Jesus. It is he that has come in this upper room and filled it with his power and baptized us in the Holy Ghost and empowered us to be able to speak in your languages so that you would understand the power of Christ and why you need to come to Jesus. His message was not a popular message, but he was called and ordained by God to preach the word, and in spite of all that he was to incur, the Lord himself, glory be unto God, anointed him to be who he was to the church in itself as it was birthed on that day. And it talked about how the flock, he managed it first. He pastored. It was about 3,000 that came to him, to the Lord, even within that day. And as he continued on, it just grew and grew and grew. So he was definitely a powerful man of God in his day. And when the Lord asked him, do you love me? A lot of times we as Christians, we're going to be confronted with whether really are, do we really love God? Do we really love God? When it's time to show up for Bible study and folk don't show up, when it's time for prayer meeting, do you love Jesus? Do you love me? Are you serving me with love? You say to serve with love. Love, love, love. What kind of love? Undying love. The kind of love that make you lay down your life literally for the Lord. The kind of love that will stand the storm when there are the kind of persecution where somebody might have a gun and say, if you say the name of Jesus one more time, I will kill you. I will kill you if you say Jesus. Say Jesus. I command you, if you say Jesus, I will shoot you. And people will refuse. When you love, God will refuse to say, I don't love him. You will say, I love him. And if it means your very life, expectancy is in a place of being over. You see Jesus like Stephen saw him when they stoned him to death. And he saw Jesus at the right hand of God the Father. And how when he saw him, he cried out, I see Jesus. That kind of love, the fervency of service, with the love for God that's irrefutable and undying. You loving him to the very bitter end of your life when you serve. And so here we have Peter saying yes. And you know, when I look at this, I know that Peter's heart was so in the right place. So many of us, our hearts are in the right place. We have good intentions and we mean to do well. We want to do well. We want to treat everybody right and treat people the way we desire to be treated. We really don't want to hate anybody. But, you know, when we say we're serving, to serve with love, you're going to be confronted with folk that are walking in the flesh, folk that are dealing with jealousy and envy and strife. And I believe you heard me say in times past that have really bypassed the threshing floor. They haven't stopped and allowed God to make or mold them and get them in a place where they could really be of service to him, really be meet for the master's use. But you stumble up on them. They come across your path and can provoke you and bring things about that even you're tested in your love walk. But yet in all the grace of God that has been extended to us, he gives us the ability to go beyond ourselves and love them through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, your love will be tested. We will come in contact with young Christians that have not surrendered and submitted to authority for teaching the proper upbringing in the kingdom of God, submitted themselves. You got folk that just got saved and then they go around but they and then fly by night. They become a preacher. The next thing you know, God done told them to go open up a church, and this is crazy and foolishness. We're talking about real ministry here. We're talking about serving with love. Even as to when we look at how the Lord was referring to the church that left their first love. They did all these other things right, but then they lost their love walk with God. Somewhere, their love just failed. And the Lord bidded them to return to their first love, coming from Revelation, the second chapter and the fourth verse. And so when we talk about serving with love, we got to realize it's going to cost us something. And we living in a day and time now, it is going to cost. It's going to cost you something. And the thing about all of this is we got to allow the Father God to work with us in our character so that he can burn in his very image and self and word and everything within in us, ingrained us with it so that we can stand the test of times. Because we are living in perilous times. We are living in desperate times. We are living in difficult times. We never in our lifetime thought that we might see things that are happening today that's going on in this world today. We never thought we might have seen this, but we are living in the end time. We are living in the last days, and the word of God is fulfilling itself. And so when we talk about serving with love, we're talking about serving with love to the very bitter end. And I hear even when I pray and I sing and I listen to others, and you know when people love God. You know when people love God because they don't care about what might happen to them. Because you already sold out. When you love God, you sold out. You come to that point where you don't. If it costs you your life, it just costs you your life. But it's down now to brass tacks, and your love walk will be tested for real. And let us look, praise be unto God, and to Luke the 22nd chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And we're still looking at how the Lord spoke to Peter. Peter was such an important part of the movement in the initial birthing of the church, and he was the one. The oil and the anointing was upon him to lead the people. And, you know, too, we as a people of God, we must recognize our leaders. And I don't mean, you know, like recognize them like, you know, oh, this is my uh-uh. We must, from our own spirit, know who God has put and called and to be our leaders and our pastors. Many people are sitting in places that God didn't put them in. They're there, but the Lord didn't place them there. And the reason they keep going up and down and vacillating back and forth is because they're not sitting in the right house. Hallelujah. And here we have the Lord speaking to Peter again, Luke the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse. And it says, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail you. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will have denied three times that you know me. And he said to them, when I send you without money bags, knapsacks, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. We must be so assured within our lives that God is the one that will preserve us, that God will keep us. But we, if again, in our hearts is pure. Our hearts say yes to the Lord and all that we know how. But when the time comes, your love walk will be so tested, it'll be like it's been bounced in the fire and burned. And it will almost be as though, oh, God, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know, Lord. Yet if in the time when you feel the greatest in your walk with the Lord, you feel strong and you feel all this stuff, you say, Lord, I will die for you. I will die for you. And yet, when the time and the test come and the struggles come in life, it's almost like you never said it. Like, okay, I don't know if I can handle this. That's why our hearts got to be so founded in the word and our faith and our knowledges of God and involved with God, into him. We got to be into him. When we say we love him, we got to be into him. When you say you love someone, you are into them. And here we have Peter, a mere man, didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost because Jesus was still with them. He denied Jesus 3 times. He cut off Malchus' ear. He had a real bad temper. And it went from one thing to the other. He didn't want Jesus to wash his feet. Now, we talk about the man that the Lord had put strong dependency in to feed the flock. But there was rough edges and things within that man's life that needed to be worked out, dealt with, and moved out, and letting God bring him into the place of grace to carry out the mission. And the Lord said to Peter, You're going to deny me, but you're going to feel bad about it. You're going to hurt. It's going to hurt you because I know that you love me, but I got to test the strength of your love, not for me, but for you, so you can know where you are in me, because you're going to have to keep going, Peter, when times get rough. You're not going to be able to stand beside some fire and warm yourself when you're asked, do you know me? You weren't you one of the ones with me? You're not going to have time to deny me because you've got great responsibility on you. You've got my people to care for and tend to. I'm calling you to feed my sheep. And you say you love me, but I got to get the mess out of you so that you can be strengthened in your inner man with might according to my glorious power to carry out my mission. You got to love. You say you love me. I got you there. But to be able to bring everything up to par in you so that it'll line up with your confession about me, I got to burn the stuff out. And I got to bring you to a place where you'll hate your own flesh because you so want to be like me, because you got to lead my people. You got to be able to speak the word to them even when the sheep is messy and they are messing over you. You still got to love them. Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Pastor? Do you love me? Hallelujah. Do you love me? To those that of us that serve in ministry, do you really love me? You're going to hold on if you love me, because it's going to get real messy. It's going to get real messy. But I'm calling you to serve with love. I'm calling you to love unconditionally. I'm calling you to hold fast to everything about me until the very bitter end, and even to the end of the age, that I said I would be with you until the very end of the age. You've got to love me with a fervent love. And even if you fall short, know that my grace is sufficient, and I will pick you up. Why? Because I know you love me. That's the kind of love. When we talk about to serve with love, that's the kind of love that the Lord is expecting to receive from us. And it was 3 things that came to me concerning things that we got to know about ourselves and that, you know, that our walk is just of such that we're not going to take down, we're not going to compromise ourselves. And all of this stuff in our lives that needs to be dealt with and tested, and the Holy Spirit got to do the pruning in our lives and purge us of the things that are keeping us from the place of perfection, and we grow in perfection as we go and grow in Christ. But the three things, the four things is one, is that we've got to love Jesus more than anything. According to Matthew 22, verse 37, it says that we must love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. We must love God to the bitter end. We must love God and not have any other God before him. We must love him first. So that when God say, I want you to get up, I want you to go to such and such a place, we won't have something else in front of us. I'll use this, for example, Days of Our Lives, the have and the have-nots, and Bold and the Beautiful. Do I watch those? No, I'm not interested in them. I used to. But when God wanted me busy doing other things, I was too busy wanting to know what was going to happen the next day. But I'm just using that for an example, that we must be sold out and nothing must come before our relationship with God. Because when we serve with love, God must be first. The Lord must be first. He said, love the Lord thy God. Jesus said it with all of your heart. And then it goes on to say, you've got to know Jesus. Even as Peter was confronted, and the Lord said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. Do you love me? I know your end. I know your end. And I know where it's going to take you. And that's why I'm asking you, do you love me, Peter? You got to be sure. You got to be absolutely sure you love me. Because if you fail me, as you denied me three times, you got to love me enough to know that I love you and I know you love me and I will raise you up. And he said, when you are converted from this, when you get beyond this place, that you denied someone that you loved so much. Because, see, Jesus knew that Peter loved him. And when he didn't have the strength to say in the presence of Jesus when he denied him three times to those people, he couldn't say that he was with Jesus. He just didn't have it, the strength to say it. But the Lord said, when you are converted from this, when you are strengthened, go and strengthen your brothers because they too are in the same place. Hallelujah. They are in the same place. We all going through something. We all have trials and tests and things that happen and things, the persecution that comes that takes us in sometimes in directions we don't intend to go in. But God is saying that we must stay focused on him and recognize the love that we have for him. He gave it to us. He gave us the ability to love him back, just like he gave us a measure of faith to believe him so that we could come to God. He gave us, glory to God, the ability, glory to God, to fall in love with him. You can't just fall in love with God on your own. You can't fall in love with Jesus on your own. Because they that worship me, he said, must worship me in spirit and in truth. The only way we can fall in love with Jesus is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because that spirit touching spirit, that's your human spirit touching the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, touching your human spirit. Yes, and we're able to reciprocate that love that he's given us, to love him back to him. Glory, hallelujah. And the more that he blesses us to come through, the more that when we love God and we encounter the trials and encounter persecution and encounter the storms and encounter rejection, encounter people treating you like you're nobody, oh, my God, it hurts. And you want to, you know, you don't think about, okay, I don't want God anymore. You pass that stage because you've grown to the extent that your God has always been there for you and that you love him in spite of. You love God. No matter what, it comes to a place as we grow in Christ, we come to a place where we just love God. And when things happen, we go to God, Lord, you know all about it. But, Lord, I love you. I know you're going to bring me through it. I know, God, you're with me. That's growth. And so, therefore, what you're going through is not driving you away from God. It's just driving you into a place with God that you love him more. Because in the midst of it all, he's bringing you through it. He's delivering you. He's giving you the grace to stand in spite of it all. God is with us. Then there's that time Jesus asked Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? See, you've got to know God. You got to know Jesus. We got to allow Jesus to touch our innermost being to the extent we have had an encounter with him. We have had a divine intervention. He's touched our hearts and permeated himself all through our spirit man to the extent that I know that the Lord will bring me through because I know Jesus for myself. Glory be unto God. I know him. And when Jesus said, Peter, whom do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. There was no way he could say that except that he had received a revelation from the Father concerning the Son. And the Father God revealed it to Peter. He didn't reveal it to other disciples. They did not have the answers because some said Elijah. They didn't know what else to say. But God dealt with Peter, Peter, Peter. Peter had to be strong. And for the mission he was called to. Because he was leaving them. Jesus left them. And the power of God came and filled them with the Holy Ghost and everything that they needed. But this was the first initial church that went forth. And Peter was it to lead them on in. What am I saying? Saying when we love God, the love he has given us to love him back is well able to take us wherever we need to go and through anything that we must encumber. I just praise God for his everlasting love. The word of God said in Matthew 16:24, if any man is going to follow after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow after me. Glory to God. John even sent his disciples, according to Matthew 11:3, and he said to his disciples, go and see if he is the one. Is he the one? And they went and they saw Jesus, and Jesus told them, go back and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf talk. Glory be unto God. And the gospel of the good news is being proclaimed. Glory to God. And John was thinking, oh God, should we look to another? No, he was it. He was the Son of the living God. John was at the point of being beheaded, but he was more involved with the fact that it was Jesus. He was, wanted to know if it was Jesus because he was the forerunner, preaching the word, preparing the hearts of those before Jesus came on the scene and telling them that when he comes, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. He was giving them the message, and he was in the zone. He was right in there where he needed to be, not to be concerned about his life more than he was concerned about the mission. And he said, Jesus said, go tell John, the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the dumb talk. Glory be unto God. Then he said, there's none greater than John the Baptist. None. Yet he would be the least in the kingdom of heaven. And he went on to say, glory to God. Here we have a man that was beheaded, standing up and preaching the uncompromised word of God and telling Herod that you are in adultery, you took your brother's wife, preaching the word. Until finally, they got him in prison, and then they killed him. But they killed the man that was in love with God. They killed the man that gave his last breath in love with Jesus, his first cousin. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, to serve with love, that kind of love. That kind of love that will take us through the fire. I'm telling you some of the things that I have even come through even recently. I'm telling you I've been encouraged so much by people that love God, people that love God, that refuse to give up on me because they're in it to serve with love, and it's not about them. It's not about who they are. It's about Jesus and what Jesus is calling each one of us to do. That's what it's about. And when they lie on you, when they call you everything but a child of God, you're able to stand up and say, yes, Lord. We got to get to the point where it doesn't get to us about the stuff that people do. We got to really allow the Holy Ghost to take us on up, that the flesh just becomes dead. John said in John, the third chapter, in the 30th verse, he said, I decrease as the Father increase. As he increase in me, I die daily because I love Jesus. And all I want is Jesus. All I want to do is love the Lord my God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Glory to God. And I know that the love of God within me constrains me. Glory to God, and holds me in a secure place. That when things happen, I still love God. Sometimes we do fall short. But the love of God raises us up. Because we love God, we understand the conviction power of Christ that brings us back to a place of safety. Praise be unto God in him. Jesus said, if you love me, according to John 14:15, you will keep my commandments no matter what. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In spite of what you're going through, you'll get up, keep going, and keep my commandments. And you'll never go back to that place. You'll go forward. Glory be unto God. And because you love me, you will worship me. You will worship me with your whole heart. You will follow me. You will hunger after me when you serve with love. Glory to God. You will hunger and thirst after me. You'll want to minister to me. You'll want to love me. You'll want to spend time with me. You'll want an intimate relationship with me. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. No matter what, you are involved with me. You love me. You're serving me with everything in you. You're serving me. You're serving me because you love me. You're giving your whole heart because you love me. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's that relationship, that love relationship between you and the Father. That relationship that Adam had when God would come down in the cool of the day and fellowship with Adam. Glory be unto God. That relationship that takes us into the place, presence of the Lord, and brings us into a place of worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Don't be disturbed because they lied on you. It hurts. But the love you have in you will constrain you to continue to go on to love God, to love those that persecute you and despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. You keep walking. You keep serving God with that love he's penetrated your heart with, and know that it's going to cost you something. It may cost your very life. Oh, but hold fast to your profession of faith. Look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy endured the cross and despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you to make it, for me to make it, for us to make it. Praise be unto God. Because we don't walk in the flesh. We walk in the spirit. We walk after the spirit. Glory to God, so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh and the feelings of what the flesh can produce. But we walk in the spirit. And they that walk in the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. Glory to God. You listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. To serve with love, it's going to cost you something. Your love for Jesus will be put to the test. Your love for Jesus will be tested. Hold fast to your profession of faith. Hallelujah, for the Lord God is with us. And the Bible says that he would be with us to the very end of the age, until the end of our lives. He will be with us. And I choose to love the Lord my God and to serve the Lord and to love him with my whole heart until the very bitter end. And whatever end that he brings me to, whatever end he brings you to, because you love him and you serve him with love. When we talk about serving with love, it's the love God has given us to love him back. Not that, you know, that we could do this on our own. No, this is done in the spirit. They, again, that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Glory be unto God. God bless you.
My God, my God. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word tonight. To serve with love is going to cost you something. I am not going to even touch that right now. We're going to open these lines while the anointing is flowing. If anyone desires prayer, we ask you to hold on a minute till I get all the lines open, and then I'll give you that cue that you can go ahead and make your request. We're not doing remarks right now. We're opening up for a request for the woman of God to pray in the name of Jesus. God bless you. One of the prayers while I'm opening the line, my daughter just called out in Arkansas. She's headed to the emergency room for the calling the paramedics now. She's having some numbness and some problems. And so that's Alicia, probably Alicia, my other daughter out in Arkansas. So we're asking you, on the praying. First thing, that's my first prayer request for Pastor now and whatever. I guess, and she's having some pain, she said, in the head and the numb, and then something going on with a foot. And some of it is on the right side, so we canceled an assignment of no aneurysm or whatever. But we'll ask you to pray and pray for her while we wait. The lines are open for the others, but before they make their request, would you go ahead and pray for Alicia? She's en route to the hospital, not that far from my house.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're a miracle worker. And Father, we know that you're on the scene right now with her. And, Lord, we first of all plead the blood of Jesus Christ against any assignment the enemy may be trying to bring against her, her body, her health, her flesh, anything that he's trying to touch. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ against it. And we call her the healed of the Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that it's by your stripes she is healed. We thank you for putting the right doctors and nurses and every caregiver in her path that's going to be for her best benefit right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that before she even gets to the hospital, her condition will have changed for the better.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We believe you. We thank you for it. And we claim victory for her right now. We claim victory for her right now. And we ask God that you would remove all fear from around her.
Yes.
All fear. We plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of fear. She shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you for satisfying her with long life. In Jesus' name. And Lord God, this too will pass over. In the name of Jesus. And this thing is not serious as it looks. We thank you right now, glory to God, that it's a light thing. In advance, we call it a light thing, glory to God, and it will not prosper against her. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We believe you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
we
you, praise
you, Lord.
God, in agreement. Praise God. Now, any other prayer requests out there now, the line is open for everyone if they desire. As I said, it's not we're not doing remarks at this time. We're trying to catch receive any prayer requests that the pastor can pray, and we make it, praise the Lord. So, just do it briefly so we can be ready for the next person. So while the anointing is flowing.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Anyone?
Yes.
Oh, you better speak, Pastor, or you something in your spirit, I'm sorry.
I'm just praying and waiting on someone that wants prayer.
Okay, I just want so they can know clarity. Who else is next?
Yes,
for
ma'am.
Who? Who else is desire prayer?
God, we thank you.
Okay, praise the Lord. There's no more prayer requests. Bless the Lord. I ask you to pray for Pastor Dorsey. He's giving you about that esophagus, that the muscle in it, the doctors are saying, is weak, and it's affecting her when coughing and trying to rest and sleep at night, as well as trying to, you know, sex over to God, other things trying to minister. But she's pressing and pursuing, but it's out when you don't get proper sleep. So
Pray for Pastor Dr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you right now according to your word, 1 John 5:14-15, that when we come to you and when we pray, your word says you hear us. And whatever petition that we bring before you, you give ear to it and you answer our every prayer, our every cry. And Lord, we bring the Pastor Dorsey before you tonight, and we just, and Lord, we ask you to move in her life like never before. Send an anointing upon her for healing, recovery, speedy recovery, and that, Lord God, whatever it is that's going on in her body, you're bringing regulation to cause her body to work interchangeably with each organ working with the other, bringing forth a miraculous move of God in a body that whatever is trying to bring disturbance, you are moving it out right now. We rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease and anything that would come to try to hang on to her life or her physical body and cause her harm. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ against it right now. And we thank you that according to your word, and we stand on it according to 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes she is healed. We believe that. And you said in your word that you heal all that came to you and you turn none away. And we thank you that healing is the children's bread. Glory be unto God. And we call her the healed of the Lord in everything that we reverse everything that is not right. We reverse it in Jesus' name. Glory to God that her body will respond to what's healthy and wholesome right now. In Jesus' name we pray and ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the last prayer request. Praise God. Well, in the meantime, we'll go ahead and take our someone said something. We'll take our remarks now. And anyone have a remark? Praise God of how God blessed tonight. We're gonna give you 2 minutes, so that way we won't have that time with other people. We've got quite a few people be on the line, so we want to at least be considerate. So about 2 minutes and share. Sometimes you share it in just a minute. But in the meantime, you can go ahead and share your remarks now, and then we'll have the pastor's remarks, and then we'll have the announcer for tonight. And keep moving. Praise God. And I'm telling you, Pastor, I would like to tell you truly, God's really blessed you. Without you, lady, it was powerful.
Thank you, Chief.
It brings awareness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any remarks? The line's open. You keep hearing some static. If somebody can't get through, there's a lot of people on the line. Can you all hear? Anybody out there can hear me?
Yes.
We have about 10 people still left up. About 5 of them already off the line, but nobody's saying anything. That's why I was wondering whether could y'all hear me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Minister BJ, I was expecting to give RHIP, that's rank cast, his privileges.
we're trying to do that too. So I was trying to find out if there's any other guests or anyone else wanted to speak before y'all came in. But don't hold back on even the prayer voice if you need to. Just stay in compliance for 2 minutes.
Amen. I'll if you got some other people guests on there, I'll let them go first.
You can go ahead and make your remarks. We're just saying everybody for two minutes. Go ahead.
We give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God, and we thank and praise God, Pastor Diane Griffin, for bringing such an awesome word of God on tonight. Praise God, because truly, if you love, excuse me. If you, I was thinking about that song, that the message she gave, a really excellent message on Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. And to me, that was a message in itself, praise God. And I hope everybody can still hear me. Her subject is, it's going to cost you. And yes, but it, you know what? It's not going to outweigh. Paul said this is but a light affliction compared to the glory, praise God, that's going to be. But I thank and praise God that it's worth it. Hallelujah. It's worth it, praise God, to serve the Lord. And it's going to be difficult to do anything if the agape, the presence of God, is not living down on the inside of you. So I thank and praise that message about Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. So that lets us know that love is an action word. It's going to cause you to do something. And what is the most important thing that it's going to cause us to do is to share that good word, just as the preacher up to the hour shared the good word of God on tonight. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you. We love you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank the Lord for the woman of God. I enjoy the message, and I thank God for using her tonight, strengthening us more and more in his word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't like that air time, so if anybody else have a remark?
Yes. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Giving honor to God, we thank you so much, Pastor Griffin, for that anointed word. We appreciate all and everything that you said, that it's going to cost you something. And then you let us know that we are serving in love, and we have the spirits, touching spirits, and that's where we get. We thank you so much. It's a lot to think about and to pray about. We thank for every night, Pastor Darcy, Elder Darcy, Elder Cook, and for you. You brought this word, and we appreciate you. God bless you. May you continue many, many more years.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. That's all the remarks. Mother McCormick going off already?
No. Praise the Lord. I was trying to do my phone. Praise the Lord, Pastor Griffin. I enjoy that word. I enjoy it so much. I was thinking on looking at some of the writing that I was doing whenever you was preaching, and I was looking at that part about you said you got to burn some things out of you, and sure enough, as we go through these situation that we are going through, and what you say, your thing say it's going to cost you something. Yes, it's going to cost us something, but we got to, some of that stuff got to be burned up out of us. Some of the stuff that's in us got to be burned up out of us so we can be able to stand and be able to take some of the things that we're supposed to take as living a Christian life or living a life for Jesus Christ. So I just thank God for you, for the word, and there was a lot that I tried to write down, but I enjoyed you. Praise God.
God bless you.
Praise God. I bless the Lord for you. Truly, I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I think about the intimacy that we need to have with the Lord to be able to have that firm foundation and that love, and I love what you talked about with Peter, having that when Jesus asked him, do you love me, and he asked him three times. He might have got a little frustrated, but three times, and like what you had talked about, how God already knew that he loved them, but it's some stuff, like my sister just said, had to be burned out of him, and in the meantime, and so forth, to be able to go through. And if we would take in the what God is doing in us through these challenging times and whatever, and get rooted and grounded in it, in him, and whatever, we'll be able to go through, become overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. And if it was so many things that you talked about it, and how you even mentioned that sometimes people come in early. I mean, they're babes or just a youngster in the Lord, and they get all caught up in the glamour and the glitter and the excitement, and somebody's preaching and prophesying and how people are flocking to them, and all, they get all caught up in prestige in it, and they don't have no foundation of Jesus Christ don't have the character of Christ. And that's why you see so many fumbling and people being hurt through ministry, because some people have never gotten developed and whatever. And they still haven't got to the point really walk in what it is to forgive, what it is to walk through long suffering. And if you're going to suffer with him, I mean, you're going to reign with him, you're going to have to suffer some things. And we're going to have to be to a point, allow the Lord to burn some things out of so people can see love. They won't see you, because as he's burning things out, that's that flesh dying. And too much being glorified and being glory out, exalted and whatever. We can't even hardly see Jesus for looking at somebody with their gift. I like something that, I'll say mine real quick. Close that thing down. So, Alexa, be quiet. Say it.
Alexa, stop.
Whatever that thing is. I don't know how to use that thing too much, but whatever. But anyway, I don't know what it picked up on just now. But nevertheless, it's the devil. It's not the devil, but it was the devil, like Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Yes, Peter. Nevertheless, that'll take away 30 of my seconds. The devil is a lie. But anyway, the foundation that we need to have with Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to take leprosy as medicine, because the devil is a lie. But anyway, having that where we can let the Lord burn some things out so they can see the illumination of the light of Jesus Christ. And that light to be so illuminated. If we were getting God's presence like Moses was before the Lord, when they came down and the mountain, even look at him. But we're too busy exalting. One thing we want to give to the Lord, we're going to give this to the Lord, but we're going to keep that. We're going to give God this, but we're going to keep that. No, it's not a smorgasbord, boy. We're not on all you can eat, and I don't like broccoli. I don't like greens. I don't like cake. I don't like No. Eat the whole row. But the other ones have been bringing, but I thank the Lord it's going to cost us something. We got to be able to go through some ridicule. Some people can't even stand nobody talking about how you going to be walking in some power to cast out some devils. You can't even cast out that spirit out of you with your attitude. But nevertheless, there's so much yet to be said, but I bless the Lord for testing. It's going to cost you something. Go back to the end. It does. But the more and more you yield, look at the things God done brought us through. The more and more, even when we went through, glory to God, we thank God we did. When you look back and say, good God, now I know him more and more in intimacy. But if we can stay on that track, stay on that course, we are going to got to be a force to be reckoned with the devil if we would stay united and walk in the love with one another. But I have so much to add to that. But let us just thank God for all that you've done in the word tonight, because truly, it really makes you think about it. It does cost you something. Some of us have gone through some things, but some of us have not passed the test. That's why we're still going back to class. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless God for you and pray God continue to bless and use you. Got to have you back some more, because this word right here needs to be reinforced and brought back again for the new year. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the washing and the cleansing you'll do for us. Praise God. Amen. Is that Brother Black came on after? Blessed. Did you get any of it, sir? I know you had Bible study. Did you get any?
As soon as I got on the line, they said, any remarks? I was like, no. but one thing that I kept hearing, God bless you, Pastor Griffin. Is it
Thank you,
Griffin?
Sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't hear it, but I will in Jesus' name. And one thing I keep hearing, I keep hearing is about the fire. I keep hearing burning. I keep hearing, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. And then I thought about the outer court. I thought about the inner court. And then I thought about the Holy Holies when he began to weep before Jesus. The third time, feed my sheep, that's when it touches spirit, man. And he began to break down. And he went beyond the veil. And that's what I thought about. And I was like, wow. I got to hear the message. I got to hear that message, but I thank God, because I know he's doing it for me. I just thank
God.
God
bless you, sir.
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless everybody.
If you're willing, if you love him, you got to be willing to go through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Pastor, we're going to have you to do your remarks in a minute, but something my brother just said stirred my spirit back to and then we're going to get ready to go, because I want you to know, Lord, what that thing is. If I can find it real quick, I was telling Pastor Burton earlier, praise God, this morning about 9:22, I wrote it down. I heard about when we say something about to serve with love, what are you serving? And this right here, I was starting to just lay there when I heard the word of the world's philosophy is fake it till you make it. And I was going to just lay there, and then he was like, oh, quicken it till I get the pen. So he quickened my spirit to get the pen. But he said, the world philosophy is fake it till you make it. No, it's not in the body of Christ. Your trials and your testing will surely reveal if you are a genuine, authentic, and the real thing. When it comes to love, the agape love, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from me. Then he said, Jesus also said, the world will know you by you are my disciples by the love you have one for another. A corrupt tree cannot produce a good fruit, and a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. You know my heart. And he said, yeah, I know your intent. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? It's God does that. Why said, glory to God, only the pure, God says only the pure in heart shall see him. Mm. Our heart shall see him. And he says, we need a heart transplant. Romans 12:1-2. But the second part of it says, be not conformed to this world system, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then we will transform into the image of Christ and his character. Develop the fruit as God says in Galatians 5:22, that fruit is the character of Jesus Christ. We should be developing while allowing him to prune us. John 15, and the pen stopped. I told Pastor Burton, he allowed me to go no further. And I said, if you give me opportunity, I would say, but when Brother Black came on, it came back to my spirit to share that, and I'm probably going to try to share the rest of it. But that was a word he had given about 9:22, and all it says, the world say, fake it till you make it. But we can't do that with God, because he said, hot and lukewarm, hot or cold, lukewarm, I spew you out. We got to be transformed into his image, and we can't fake it till you make it. That's what's wrong with us now, compromising and perpetrating. That's the end of that. We'll talk another time. The Lord say the same, and it just tie right in with the Lord giving you tonight and all week. But nevertheless, Pastor, it's your remarks now, and then we'll say the announcements for the speakers for tomorrow, and then we're going to say so long. Pastor Griffin, remarks.
Yes. Glory to God. I just want you to know every time I come on, I enjoy everybody. Everyone is just so sweet. Thank you. You're very encouraging. I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for Apostle BJ. She's definitely a woman of God and a woman of the Word. And all of the saints that are connected to her and on this blog talk radio station. I'm just very thankful and honored to be online with you guys. You all are so sweet and powerful. I really enjoy ministering. I was a little tired today. I just felt a little tired, but I thank God the greater one is on the inside. And I praise God for you. And I love Apostle Hubbard. And I thank God for her, how she prays with you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, anybody need to be snatched out the fire. I just believe if she get a hold of you and some of the other prayer warriors online, the devil don't stand a chance. Anyway, thank you for giving me the opportunity and for the pastor that just came on. I really enjoyed his remarks. I enjoyed everyone, but it's always good to hear a brother in Christ talk about the goodness of God. Thank you for having me, Apostle Hubbard. It's always a pleasure and an honor to serve you.
We thank God for serving us and serving up that meal the way you did. And I thank God that's what the revival is all about, for us to find ourselves coming up to the next level. And every night something be said, and then I'm praying and thanking him, going out in them crevices and everything so he can transform us. And the more we find ourselves in the Word, the more and more we're going to be blessed and tear down the terrible territory, and we just got to make sure we keep ourselves covered. So we thank you. We're willing to open your mouth and cry aloud, spare not, give whatever God give you to walk boldly and pray God's anointing and butt covering over you. And praise God, that's our own minister, Black, up in Connecticut, and praise God. The pastorship will be in his life down the road somewhere, but I just wanted to correct something. This is Minister Black, praise the Lord, our brother that prays so faithfully on the prayer line. Amen.
Praise God.
God.
Minister Black, God bless you.
Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right, our next lineup for Thursday night is none other than Bishop Keith Felton right here in Charlotte, North Carolina from Trinity Christian Center. Glory to God. It's going to be a powerful word going to come up out of him, too, as well. He loved God, and he's another one like you, Pastor. He loved that word, praise God, but I thank God he's a no-nonsense preacher. Pastor Danny, apostle down in Sumter, South Carolina, from the End of Time Harvest Church, praise the Lord, in Sumter, praise God, married next door to Columbia, really almost a part of Columbia, praise God. Another woman that loves the Lord, praise God, in a prayer war. We thank God for Pastor Carol Alexander out of Clearwater. I mean, not Clearwater. She's lived in Clearwater, but it's in the St. Petersburg, Florida area. Praise God. In Bethel Metropolitan Church. Praise the Lord. We thank God for her. A blessed woman of God, too, is there. Not only that, she's blood two times, blood naturally and blood spiritually. Praise the Lord on my dad's side. Praise God, my sister. We thank God, glory to God, on Sunday night, Minister Black, who you just heard just now, glory out from the Christian Union Full Gospel Outreach Church up in New Haven, Connecticut. And we thank God, glory out. We're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to this man of God, too, that loves the Word and loves being with us, even prayer, one of the prayer warriors. So we just thank God, and we just bless the Lord again for Elder Pastor Frankie on Monday night, and Elder Cook from out of Columbia on Tuesday, and our own sister, glory to God, Pastor Griffin tonight. It's been marvelous. Continue to pray and continue to keep us covered under the blood, and pray for yourselves, pray family, and pray, glory to God, for this revival. Pray against any technical difficulties or interference or either any storms coming that interfere with us being able to hear that word. And it's just not just, don't take it and just put it on the shelf. We need to let it work something out of us like it's working a laxative so this flesh can die and we can, God can be glorified in us and we can do greater things for him. Because so many people sick, so many people confused, so many people caught up in anxiety attacks, so much murder, so much, all kinds of things are going on in the land. People are losing their identity, don't know whether they're more male or female, or all kind of, we got so much to pray for in our country. And also our presidency, glory to God, and the one that's still, you know, whatever's going on with him, we still pray for him too. Lord, we just bless God for all he's done. I pray a blood covering over each one of you. Thank God, glory out for you. Pray you continue to be blessed. Bind up any untimely death, sickness, and disease, corona, whatever else. Come now, our daughter, we speak the blood of Jesus. We speak that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Pray for Pastor Bird. God continue to raise her up and touch her, glory God, through this testing time that she's going through. But thank God for the fight. And thank God, as Pastor Burton said, pray for that shoulder, because we're praying that she don't have to go back and allow them to do surgery again, but God will miraculously do a work in her arm. But we thank God for you. Pray God's blessings upon you, Pastor, that you be strengthened in your body, and God continue to bless and use you as well. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you. Thank you, Ben Camp. What a mighty God
you
serve.
Love you.
Pray
Shalom.
God.
Love
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Be blessed, and thank God for all those that are on the line. God continue to bless them too and keep them in Jesus' name.
God bless
Praise
you,
Apostle. Praise the Lord. We love you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Call and tell somebody. Amen. Love you. Have a good night. Shalom.